You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday. Now, despite around 75 days, if I'm not mistaken, without load shedding, starting yesterday, some Johannesburg residents contending with load reduction. So what is all of this about and what sort of impact is it having? I'm joined by the City of Johannesburg Mayor, Kabelo Gwamanda. Mayor Gwamanda, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. I want to start with money collection, if I can. The city says it's still owed billions by Eskom. I know this matter has gone to court. Is this having an impact on your ability to supply and therefore the load reduction?
Good afternoon, Jerry, and good afternoon to your listeners. So load reduction in the main is not a supply and demand issue. It's the strain on our infrastructure and the grid at the moment due to high consumptions of electricity. So on the supply end, we are fine. The debt that Eskom owes to the city of Johannesburg is continuously being negotiated, but that has got nothing to do with the challenge at the moment.
It's got to do with high consumption, but also poor maintenance over many, many years.
I would agree with you. The state of our infrastructure in the present is not. It's in dire need of maintenance. However, we have tried in the past financial year to introduce one substation, and we also introduced what we call microgrids. Now, microgrids are a measure to mitigate the issue of electricity consumption, where we insulate informal settlements from the actual base electricity that is required to be redirected to businesses and commercial hubs, so as to manage the electricity theft as well as the high demand that comes as a result of the cold winter season.
But the reality of the situation is City Power simply doesn't have enough money to implement the kind of infrastructure repair and maintenance that is needed. Therefore, load reduction is going to continue in perpetuity.
I disagree. We are struggling, yes, with the necessary budget that is required for us to fully address the challenges in the immediate. However, we have entered into an agreement with the provincial government managed through COGTA, which is to, in fact, use City Power as a special purpose vehicle to assist with other metros in and around Gauteng. Now, that is a means for us to attract and generate alternative revenue to supplement what we are already generating as City Power, so that we can ensure that we budget sufficiently for our infrastructure.
So how much money would you gather from an exercise like that, and how would it be prioritized?
So currently, we are in a 1.2 billion agreement with the provincial government in relation to the projects that we are currently undertaking. For them, as you would have seen, the high masts that we've been erecting in other municipalities, we've also implemented the microgrids as well in other municipalities. So in totality, the budget is 1.2 billion.
I'm interested to know how high density areas are being determined for the current power interruptions that you've implemented.
So City Power uses a SCADA system that is linked to the substations, whereby we are able to pick up block by block in terms of which area has the high consumption of electricity. And that enables us to not only consider it in the load reduction, but also affords us the opportunity to be able to deploy JMPD officers to enforce the bylaws that are required in terms of illegal connections, because in many instances we have encountered that the high demand is in relation to illegality that is prevalent in the city of Johannesburg.
Are those law enforcement officials actually doing the job right now, and have you had any results stemming from that?
Officially, we are going to launch a comprehensive campaign through a press briefing that we'll be holding tomorrow. JMPD is giving us a roadmap in terms of their deployment and the areas that they'll be covering, as well as the shifts. We will not be giving the entire plan in our press briefing, but will give an overall view on our approach that is multifaceted to this particular approach, because load reduction is the last resort on the part of the city. We need to ensure that we deploy other mechanisms that will relieve the pressure, and those measures would obviously have to do with the illegal connections and the cuts that we'll be doing.
All right, we will await that announcement. Kabelo Gwamanda from the City of Johannesburg, the Mayor of the Metro, thank you very much for joining me today.